Hi guys, my name is John, and you're listening to the Tagliator Pro podcast. It is week one of 2025, Sunday the 5th of January. We made it to a new year, guys. Happy New Year. In the military, a force multiplier is defined as the following. Quote, in military science, force multiplication, or force multiplier, is a factor or a combination of factors that gives personnel or weapons or other hardware the ability to accomplish greater feats than without it. The expected size increase required to have the same effectiveness without that advantage is the multiplication factor. End quote. And I will link to that definition in my show notes for this episode. The concept is to use technology to enable human effort by your team to be multiplied well beyond their normal impacts. I often tell the software engineers of my team that they themselves are force multipliers, as their efforts always result in oversized impacts. In software engineering, there exists the legend of the 10x engineer, who allegedly can do the same amount of work as 10 regular engineers, whatever that means. I'm not entirely sure how it's measured. But regardless, the degree of impact here may be exaggerated, but there is no denying that some team members are far more productive than others. In my opinion, the best way to increase productivity with technology is to do the following. Step 1, take an existing manual process and automate it. Step 2, make that automation a push-button action for anyone in the team to execute as many times over as they wish. In fact, I spent 5 years at a startup working on this exact problem and selling the solution, so it's a problem space that I understand intimately. Automation is a force multiplier because it enables us to make a process reproducible, then scale it to multiple executions in parallel, which is the multiplication factor. For example, a process executed by one person manually can be executed by hundreds or even thousands of computer threads in parallel. This is what computers are good at. When it comes to automation, AI is the logical end state. You start with a script, and then you end up with AI. So the way I like to think about it is when your automations grow up, if you will, they want to become AI. So you script the process initially using some simple technology, but ultimately you want to get to a point where scripting is no longer required. You've got some baseline intelligence there that can figure out the steps required for the automation with minor input from you. That's what AI is good at. So we can say that AI is your true 10x engineer, except in this instance, it can be 100x or 1000x or whatever. Therefore, I would argue that AI is the horizontal scaling of intelligence. So apart from worrying about the scaling properties of AI this week, what else did I do? I've started to take a new approach to how I'm engaging with social media. And what I'm now doing is I'm posting short videos on X, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, and using those to hopefully drive some attention to my larger videos that I post, which are basically these audio recordings plus some interesting imagery. That imagery, by the way, is primarily generated using Flux AI. So far, that's been going well, and I think I'm probably going to take this approach for the rest of the year. I am no longer posting original content on X, for example, because the engagement rate has just been so low, it's not worth it. And I've actually just cleared my X account. I've removed all of the old posts. I took a backup first and then cleared down my account because I'm just a bit fed up at X at the moment, to be frank, and it really isn't worth the effort, the return that I'm getting there is so low. So I'm branching out to other platforms, and I'm using the short videos as the lead tool to try to, you know, grow my audience, because I find that people have fairly low attention spans. You know, they're busy and they're more likely to look at a 30-second video to decide whether they want to engage with some content or not than they are to look at a 10-minute video, for example. So far, so good. I will probably keep this going for the rest of the year and see how it goes. The other thing that I'm doing is, because I'm posting less original content on X, I'm posting more content on my blog, tagliator.pro. So I put a couple of new entries up there recently. The first one is entitled, I will not be renewing my X Premium Plus subscription. And I describe in there my reasons for not renewing that subscription. Again, it's just not worth it. The return is so low. And the second one is social media is a flywheel for bad ideas. So I will link to both of those blog entries in my show notes for this episode. But as usual, you can find them on the homepage of techleader.pro. In terms of media that I'm enjoying this week, I'm still reading The Series Solution by Bob Shaw. It's the first Bob Shaw book that I've ever read. It's really nice. It's very well written. Really engaging characters. I think Bob is a great writer, and I'm looking forward to reading more of his work. Okay, guys, I will leave it there. I hope your first week in 2025 is a good one, and I wish you well for the rest of the year. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.